Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 8th of June 2016, and this is the 376th Moll Out Loud podcast. When I spoke to you yesterday, I said I was about to go for a walk with a friend. It was quite dark when we went, and it had been pouring with rain all day, but had sort of let up a bit. It was still raining, but not very hard. And we made our way up to Knocklofty. And we always take this little side path that avoids the steep main path. I can never work out how it actually manages to do that, given that the two paths run almost parallel. But somehow the side path always seems to be less steep. So we always take that route in preference, and we did. We kind of made our way through it in the dark, which it's quite a little rough path. It's not really a path at all. It's only a path because we've walked it so often. And at the top, we were suddenly confronted with this torrent of water, sort of rushing over rocks and spuming. And I had been up in the morning and been able to jump across quite easily, but it had grown over the day and it was really wide and definitely not the kind of thing you wanted to leap over, because the other side was steep and very muddy. It looked very slippery, and it just didn't seem wise. So we had to walk all the way back to the bottom again and go up the path that we had been avoiding. There was quite a lot of water crossing that path too, but it was possible to jump from one side to the other. But it did make me really think about writing and other projects as well, the way that you may have taken the wrong route for quite a long way, and at some point just be faced with something that is impassable. And I think my tendency with a project is then just to stand in front of the torrent and just become completely immobilized. Whereas going down, back down, and going up the other way is in this instance in the physical walk was so demonstrably the right thing to do. And of course it would be better when you're writing or doing anything, any project like that, if something is definitely not going to work, to go back down to the last point at which it did work and then go a different route. I guess the difference between what was happening last night and my writing projects is that there's no really defined place where I would say, this is it, this is the place I cannot cross, and therefore I should go back to this particular place and take a different route. I think I'm much less clear about whether I can cross or can't cross, whether it's better to cross or not better to cross. So I'm stuck there. And perhaps if I had gone up on that walk in the middle of the day, when it was somewhere between what I had jumped over in the early morning and the torrent that I was faced with last night, that I would have been in a similar dilemma. I would have stood there wondering whether to come to try or not to try, to jump or not to jump. Anyway, it did make me think that Next time I get even slightly frozen, I should remember that those paths, that another path that is easier may exist if only I backtrack a bit. And I was also today, I should mention, I wanted to mention this, and I was actually going to segue quite seamlessly into it, which I clearly haven't done. Nevertheless, I have leapt across into another nice event today, which was going down into town to go on a little walk of Her Majesty's favourite really great graphical festival, which is on at the moment. I think it's the third year that this sort of graphic novels and comics festival has been on. And I couldn't go the other night because it was really just too wet to walk into town. And at that point it was going to be a sort of group walk around various places, as well as a launch of one woman's work and some music later. So I didn't manage to get to that, but I thought I would do it today because I did have to go into town. And the first part of it was an exhibition at Frankie's Empire, which is a lovely little cafe in town. And it was quite difficult to see the drawings because there were tables up against them and people sitting at the tables. So it was a bit tricky and not kind of be falling into their soup. But the guy who runs the place had a catalogue with all the pictures and more in them. So I sat there reading this, or not reading at all, looking at this catalogue while someone was playing piano and someone else was on a guitar. They were playing old bluesy music. And it felt like a really lovely place. And the drawings I was looking at were beautiful, incredibly simple little line drawings. And each line showed a different mood, a very slight difference from the last. Some of them were little series, sometimes with one word or two words. And what they had what this woman had created, her name is Leonie Brielli. I think that's how you pronounce it. She had managed somehow in her drawings to create space between one drawing and the next that allowed an idea to unfold. And I think that's what I really like the idea of doing. It's what I really like about drawing. And these drawings just made any drawings that I do look really busy. And so it was beautiful looking at these drawings that stretched out time enough so that you could ponder things in between. Today I'm going to accompany this podcast with a picture of the front of Frankie's Empire. But tomorrow I will post one of her drawings. I think that'll be all right in terms of copyright, and so that you can see what I'm talking about. I do hope with whatever project you're working out, whatever you're doing, that you can both know when to ford your torrent and when to go back, and that you are able to create something that has enough space in it for you to really draw out a thought and have the kind of leisure and time to do that. I don't mean leisure as in taking time off, but unbusyness. I think I'm trying to find an opposite of busyness, and I can't quite put my finger on the word. Thank you very, very much for listening today, to this rather rambly podcast, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.